לפי מה כיפורים, מי שיש ביוד יחלו השם. סון, what is it? יצחוק דיבר אברהם היומר, כל שחביר אוף מסבי שמישמי עושה. היך דומה דאם רשור למור לפלאים. In other words, if there is a תלמד חוכם, and when his name is mentioned, so his friends say, unfortunately, he doesn't behave properly. So that's sanishmei. Sanishmei. אבל הודי קומה רף גענו דשקיל נביסרי, דומה רבי יחן ענו, למסדנית על המליטי לתפילים, על עצמי לבד אמרו, ולי על זו לא סמשויים, אך מירים הרבה לעצמי, הליטירה שכל אחד כך אומר גענו, אבל כולה עומד כדמו. וכי, so what would be an example of סני שמעני? אליש אחר, before he was יצל דאבסרו, then he became an apikeus. But it wasn't in one day that became a curse. It was a process. So it started by being makil, you know, in certain things. So that's Hanishman. Ken Elisha Acher Shere Misaseik B'Sifre Yimim V'Sheise B'Mini Zemra V'Garzinen Zemra Livone L'Posak M'Besi. So before Acher was Yitzhak Abus Rohr, so Zema Yivoni li posak mitzvahs. He didn't do any specific averes. He didn't chas v'sholem. It nevela then when Yitzhak Abusro he did everything. Became an apikeya, so he did everything. But until he was Yitzhak Abusro, it was a process. So Zema Yivoni li posak mitzvahs. So at that time it was Sanishimani. Omru olov al achir yashu yoshemei. של יושמי בביס המדרש הרבה ספרמים עם עויוני שכונה מחיקי וגעסים לנאמה השי סיב מנזמה הסוריץ מי ביפורוניאס לילה אתם לא שנראה so he says וכל צור ומדרבונון דהוך עובדה מיסקרה סנשמן ואומר oh then again my son is shemanei di ovat ki rabeloi. That's the fourth big line. Di tanya rabeloi azok neymer im rei odam shi yitzel mizgabarov perush mivakish lishteiz dimini zena vilismeyach bisimcho amagilo lidi aveir. So the rach, that is the dimension in the name of the rach. You only mention the name of the rach chas visholem mutras aveir. You shouldn't think chas visholem. If he is tempted to do a real avera, so if he goes in a place that no one recognizes, why he's tempted, there is always prayer chofis. There is always prayer chofis. Even in regard to the parei and tzichin, but the body to sleep, so the Rambam says it was not easy for him to be free, but if he wanted to do good, he still was free. The Rebbeinu Shlom never takes away the freedom. But of course, if a person accustoms himself to an avera, it's much harder for him, you know, to change. The first time a person takes drugs, so it's very easy not to take drugs. But if he habituated himself to drugs, to marijuana, so then it's pretty difficult for him, you know, to change. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. If it had been impossible, he wouldn't be responsible. Onus Rachmone Pat. So, but it's more difficult. So, he says, what does it mean? Re'odim Shi'itzim is Gabriel. Ma'yasim Ashribechof is Chas V'sholem. So Teisve says in the name of the Rach, Al Dikach Yichnalive. In other words, what the Rach says is he should try to go to a Mokim Shein Makir Nisi. So then it will instill humility in him. So maybe that will enable him to cope with his temptations. But suppose he doesn't, Chas V'Sholem, he has no heter to do something that is really osa, but if it's not something that is really awesome, let's say, shikras and this and that. Shikras not with Yain Esach, but shikras with Yain Muter. And Taivis, the Dvorim HaMetorim. So then, but it's not Oseh, but he's about Taivis, he's a Rosh. So if he tried everything to mock him, Shema Kirin, and he still feels that he's tempted and that he has a certain drive, so then he has a heter to do those things. That's what the Rach says. Man zahle ich meine, Kirbeloi, Tani Rebellio Azokne, Rebellio Azokne in mir. In Riodem Schiitzem ist Gabo, auf Perisch, mir wackisch, Lichte ist, mir nie Semmer, aber es mir ja bis Simcho, Hamagio, die Avere, kein Seo, ma Jelich, und Mokin, ich makirin, ich seh, wie Juba Schreirem, wie Chase Schreirem. Wie Yase, ma Schi Liebe Chofetz, not Chase, wie Schoen Liebe Chofetz, to drink ein Esach. But, kosher wine, meshul kinachile usiye minizema vechayitzeden, avol dvaravere sheyish bo din odom edin shemayim vafilu chayev lavon chayev esim vechol shkun lemaylo sheyisuro nisraelam chas visholem sheyitera beloy vafilu biseisa ve alo dovo sheperashnu lemaylo shomalasis. In other words, so how does, because the Rambam has a lochem chesdeis. The derech haishoro is a derech benis. If a person follows the extreme, even the better extreme, the kotzahachri, he's a chayti. But Rambam still says, suppose somebody became mishika. So then he comes and asks Shaila, what should I do? So then we don't tell him, you drink wine moderately, Shabbos, you drink in a kiddush and what not. That we say to a normal person who is not sick. But if a person is already sick and he needs therapy, so then for a certain time he has to go to Kotzach. We tell him, don't taste any wine. Shabbos, he'll start becoming from Shabbos. So we tell him, you'll be mivorech al hapas. And if you want, we'll ayayin, so you'll ask somebody else to make kiddush, and you don't drink. So for a certain time, the Rambam said. What derech for you? Perik Beis, Milchas Deis, Halocha Aleph, and Halocha Beis. Chele Aguf Teyemi Amar, Mosik, Mosik Ma. V'yesh min Achilim, Mishenisave Vitoi V'macholeis, Shin Ruin Lachile, Kin Ofo V'apechom, Kisini Amacholeis Atevin, Kin Apas, V'aboso Hakel Lefirei Vachili. Karb Neodom Shenafshiseyem Chilis, Misavim Ve'yavim Hadeis, Horois, Visini Maderech Atevo, ומסעצלם הולכס בו, ויקביד עליהם ומעיד לפי כל יום. וכן ישעיו אימר ואנושם הלולו, הויו אימרם לרע תאי ואותיו רע. שומם חישך לאיר ואיר לחישך, שומם מר למוסיק, מוסיק למר. ועליהם נמר אוהיזים אור חיסי של הולכס בדער כי. ואותיו רע, הולכס בדער כי חישך. ומר יתקון הסחיל להנפושס, ילוכו יצא לחכומים, שאין ריפי הנפושס, וירפו כל יום בידי שלום ואיסן, אמין. It certainly wouldn't be in conformity to the Rambam to go to a modern psychiatrist, but ילוכו יצא לחכומים, שאין ריפי הנפושס, וירפו כל יום, וירפו כל יום בידי שמלם בני ישראל, אשר יעזירו לדער הטבע, והמכירים בידי ישראל ישראל, ונהילכם ישראל חכמים לרפא ישראל, עליהם ומשלימי חוכמה ומוסר אבילים בוס, וכיצד רפוסם. מישהו בעל חימו אמר לי, להניג עצמי שימהוקו וכולו ליער בשכר. Before he mentioned the Kotzer Achayim, that if somebody is completely insensitive, even when somebody slaps his face and insults him, so he doesn't care, that's not a good approach. Here he says, that's not a good approach for a person who is Nazi. But if somebody has temper outbursts and he wants to cure himself, then we tell him, listen, in your situation, you should never react, no matter, even if somebody hits you, but if he just slaps your face, don't react. That's in itself, under normal circumstances, it's not a proper approach. But as a therapy, it should be done. So the Rambam mentions the Kotzer Achrayim as a therapy. How about the Kotzer Rishon as a therapy? Suppose somebody is too from. Kotzer Achrayim. He's not interested in putting on nice clothes. Chas v'sholem, we're going to tell him for a certain time, you do this and you do that. Chas v'sholem. It's only in regard to the Kotzer Achrayim that the Rambam says that as a therapeutic measure, you go to Kotzer Achrayim. But if somebody is sick in the Kotzer Achrayim, we are not going, Chas v'sholem, to advise him to go to the Kotzer Rishon for a certain time. You know why? Not only because the Kotzer Rishon, even though both extremes are no good, but there is a big difference between the Kotzer Achrayim and Kotzer Rishon. Kotzer Achrayim so is a chete, and Kotzer Rishon is a rosh. Well, that's also a reason. But another reason, if you go for a certain time to the Kotzer Rishon, you'll remain there. So he won't come back. So, chas v'sholem. So the Rabbi Hananel says, in certain unusual situations where a person sometimes feels overwhelmed by a certain drive, so first of all, so we can't give him a heter in that place where it might be a Chil Hashem, is it Sobim Darabon, and they'll tell him, oh, it's all right, you can socialize, you go to parties, Zemer and sing this and that, even though it doesn't involve specific maizavirs. Chas v'sholem. So Kotzer Achrayim is proper as a therapeutic measure for somebody who is sick in the Kotzer Rishon. But Kotzer Rishon is not proper as a therapeutic measure for someone who is sick in Kotzer Achrayim. But, Rabbi Hananel says, there are certain unusual situations. In Rei Odom Shi'isra Nisgaber, and he feels that he's overtaken by a certain drive. So first we tell him, you go Mokim Shemakiris. Number one, to prevent the Chil Hashem. Even if he will not be nirshul in a specific maizaver, but he'll be nirshul, in the Kotzer Rishon, to also be a Chil Hashem. And maybe if you go, as Stasis mentioned in Rach, if you go Mokshim Akion, he say, so then it will, you'll become humble, you'll be nirchna, so then that will reduce your drive and your temptation to a minimum. But suppose he doesn't. So then, Yasem Ashalibe Chofeitz, only to the extent that he doesn't involve specific Vormasun. But Zemer, Tzreik, these things. But Chas v'sholem. Anyway, Ayesin Dvoreinu, that according to the Rambam, the Gemara in Seite, when it says Oser, it's not Oser like it belongs to us. It's not just a mitzvah, it's not just a drabonon. It's also a mitzvah, the kotzer rishi, imides. And that is mentioned in Hilchos Deos. The Ram has to mention every example. He doesn't have to mention. He pours b'shreik, and that is pours b'shreik. So the Ram mentioned it. Omer Ravun Banoshma Ravash, Mai Dichsiv Kino Vidimuno Vadado, Yeshua, it's name of certain cities. Omer Mitafse de Asol Kahoshu, Omer Otto Anoli, Tanit Mitafse Asol Kahoshu. I'm not asking you of the Pshudish Mikro, of course we know the Pshudish Mikro, but the Drash. El Rav Gvir Marg Ze Omer Bo Taime. That you put on the head. So clearly known does only Rabon, the Tnam be Pumish Aspionis again, it's available for the home. Be Pumish Aspionis goes la Toros Hassan in Valleos. Adoche com Ravunilaf Nuyom Rafriz de Croxiv, Koyom Radishemelikim, Hosea Mitznefes, the Possekin Haskel, Hosea Mitznefes, Vorim Atoro, Zois Loi Zois. Hashpeilo agbei vagovei hashpeil v'chem ayyye misnefes izlatoro elim lo bizman she misnefes b'reish kin godl atoro b'reish kolom nistalk misnefes b'reish kolom kin godl nistalk atoro b'reish kolom. So this points out and all the Rishonim point out it kolom doesn't mean kolom mamesh, it means chosn who is deimele kin godl. Now so here in this day's fest there's a pshat in Gemore we see, you know, Margale bipume di inche chosn deimel melach. Chosn deimel melach is a pirke der blaza. Chosn deimel melach. Ma melach shor besimcho, af chosn shor besimcho. Ma melach in eisim locho, af chosn osam loch. That's a pirke der blaza. But here we have another membrane. It's not mentioned explicitly, but that's what it means. Chosn deimel kingod. So that's kolodon. Dumni the kingod. So, Nistalka Torom Reish Kolodo, Nistalka, Nistalka Toro, so, Bisman Shim Severishkin Godla Torom Reish Kolodo, Nistalka Severishkin Godl Nistalka Torom Reish Kolodo, Adoche Ose Ravune. So, he walked out. So then, while Ravune was present, so Machmas Kovet, to Ravune, Rafrizdi didn't say anything. But when Ravune walked out, so Rav Chisda said that. So then Ravune came back. Ashkechim davi yasve, omele elikim mid rabbonon, ele chizde shmoch ve chizdo im miloch, rabbin ashkoi bam ravashe davai kol klil bratei, in a garland for his daughter. Omele sovolo maar, hosei ram stevon atoro, omele dum yedi king godl di gavre, avu bin asheloi, Mai zois loi zois, Dorash Rabavir Zimni nomal nishmin Ravam, Zimon nishmin Ravase, Bisho Shoma Akudish Boruch Hu Yisrael, Hosei Ram Mitznefes Vorei Matoro, Omu Malach HaShores Lefnei Akudish Boruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Zeis Lem Yisrael Shekdimu Fanecho Bisino Nasa Lenishma, Omu Lem Loi Zois Lem Yisrael Shespilis Agoveya. So why did they deserve such an anus? So the Rebbeinu Shalom answered, Zoislam Israel Shishpilo Sagavia Vigbio Sashafel, Vemidu Salam Behol, Dorash Rabavira Zimnomish Miravam, Zimomish Miravase, Maidir Sid, Keomaradis Poskenachum, Keomadishem, Shlemin Vichin Rabin Vichin Ogezovova, in Rey Odom Shemzones of Mitzim Somin, Yasinens Doko, Vikoshkin Shim Rubin, Mai Vichin Gezovova, Ton Rabbi Shmuel. Kolagis min Hosovis men's doko nitsal midir shoganim, Moshe Shere Hele, Shere Evis be my Mahazuzo Varasenizuzo, Zuza Ofro, Vishinim Zuza Loyavro, Vinisicho, Oma Mazutre, Oma Mazutra Filoni, Hamisparnis Nazdoke, Yasid Doka, Loyenachit, Toner of Yasev, Shubimanle Simonanius. Now, I have it 12 after 1. Is that the right time? Maybe we can start the Gemara. I mean, just Rabbi Yehuda, me reckon le Mizrach, we reckon ke Mizrach, we akol itzofen, le meimre de akol itzfinu de as Yisroel kaime. Here there is a very strange Rashi. And of course, it's impossible to explain it the way it appears. So then it will appear that Rashi didn't know a simple geographical fact that every child knows. That's inconceivable. So, l'meimre di'akol l'tzvino di'ad shol kaime v'riminu hoyo mahalich mi'akol l'gziv. So, there are two gersois. The Goyim mentions another gersa, and that's the gersa in the Tisefte per Yutches in Oles. Just the reverse of what is here. But Rashi didn't have the Goyim's gersa. So Rashi had the gersa that is now a text. Hoyo mahalich ma'akol l'gziv min l'mizach ha'derech t'meyo mishmer samim ופטור מן המייסר ומן השביש השיבור הלוך שחייבס מסמל למערב הדרך תירו משמר הסעמים וחייבס במייסר ושביש השיבור הלוך שיבטורו עד היכון עד גזיב רבי שמואל ברבי יסי מיר משמו ויב עד לבלבו. So, but let's see the Rashi. What's the Kashi with the Mor? Let's see the Rashi. Because here the Mishnah says, "Mi akol litzofen v'akol kitzofen." Akol is the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, and Akol itself has a din of chutz l'aretz. If a get is executed in Akol and is delivered in another place, so he has the same from nechta for nechta. So that means that Akol is at the very end of the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, and Akko itself is already beyond the border. For the mine, hoyo mahalich mi Akko l'gziv. So Rashi says, mi mine l'mizach ha'derech hashte mashmon de Akko kaim mi bigvu mizroch osher Eretz Yisrael. Akko is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. That's astounding. I mean, everybody knows that Akko is a port. It's on the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean, there's the Gvula Maus. I mean, this mentioned at all. The Mediterranean Sea, the Yamagodl, is the Gvula Maus. How can Rashi say such a thing? I mean, and the Agimoras, besides a simple geographical fact that every child knows, there are so many. There is the Sefri mentions the Taco is a port. So even it's on the Yam. It doesn't say it's port, but it says that Zvul took Akko as his part of his chelik, because Zvul lechifyam yishkan, and lechifyam yishkan means Akko. That's what the Sefri says. So it's the Sefri. Rashi certainly knew the Sefri, assuming that Rashi didn't know geography, which is very unlikely. But the Sifri certainly knew. So how can Rashi say such a thing? Has the Mashmon Daka Kaimelik Mizrocho Shalat Yisrael Moshuch Mikzea Tzvenis Yenu Yemayim Litzad Adorem Ugziv Mikzea Mizrocho Tzvenis. Now let's say this room. So Mizrach is here, Mayrev is here. So according to Rashi, Akko is here. And Hoyom Halech Ma'akko Ugziv means so that means this is soft, that wall near the door is soft, this is door, this is Meirev, this is Mizrach. So Mi'akol Ikziv, so that means that let's say Akko is where that blower stands. That's Akko. And Xiv is near the door, you know, the black box. So Hoya Helich Miakol Xiv and Mizrach. So this is Mizrach. Hoya Helich Miakol Xiv. So if he goes Mimine Li Mizrach Haderach, Mimine Li Mizrach Haderach.
So that is impossible. I mean, it's contrary to the plain geographic facts.
This is Mizrach, and Akko is on the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean is the Ma'ariv, so Akko should be here. So how can we explain the Rasha? I mean, it's not that I have to say that Rasha didn't know it. He just is. It's nonsense. It's absurd. It's absurd from every point of view. From every point of view. I mean, the Sefri mentions many times Zvun Lechifyam Yishkan. So how does Rashi say it? So I think it has to be explained that way. Because all the Rishonim say that when the Mishnah here mentions borders, not all Rishonim, but many Rishonim say that. So it mentions the borders from the point of view of Kibush Ezra, not from the point of view of Kibush Yehoshua, because how be kochim ikof shel Mitzrayim v'likof shel Bava. So in the end, the union of the question is about the Takonis Chachomim, that if he get is executed in Chutz Loretz, so the Shliach has to say for nacht. If it's executed in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say for nacht. The question is, what is the criterion? The Eretz Yisrael from the point of view of Kibush Rishin, of Kibush Yeshua, or Eretz Yisrael from the point of view of Kibush Ein, of Ezra? How be kochim kofshel Mitzrayim lekofshel Bor? And we pasken at least, I mean most Rishenim, Pasken, there are Rishenim who pasken, connected about Truma. But most Rishenim pasken, the Dusha Rishenu is Kichol Ishaito, the Loi Kichol Asilavi. The Dusha Shnio is Kichol Ishaito, the Kichol Asilavi. So, how be Kochim, Kofshel Mitzrayim, Kofshel Bor, like Bishon, the Gemara says Bishon. So, is Kofshel Mitzrayim, the Kofshel Bor, it doesn't have Dusha Sarat Israel. Still, the Rambam says, in regard to Smiche, Allah is smicha is only neig in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. Chol mokim shekof shelu Mitzrayim, the Rambam says, in Perek Dalet Milcha Sanhedrin, af al pi sheli kof sheli bovel, harei ki Eretz Yisrael in Yisrael. So I remember I heard from my father, Zechem Yifuach, and that's it of a poshut, it's not something that should even be discussed, because there are two halachas. There are certain dinim that are based upon the Gdusha of Eretz Yisrael. That is Mitzvahs at least words. So that's based upon Gdusha of Eretz Yisrael, not just Shem Eretz Yisrael, but Gdusha of Eretz Yisrael. Gdusha of Eretz Yisrael, Gdusha that inheres in the land, Mamish Gdusha. So then we say Gdusha Rishayna is Kichol Ishaito, for Eloi Kichol Asilov. Gdusha Shneo is Kichol Ishaito, Kichol Asilov. Memele, all those Mekemez, the Mitzrayim or Kevish, the Libovel were not Kevish, so have no Gdusha. So they are Potter of Trumas of Maisers. Potter of Trumas of Maisers. But then Smiche is Neig Neretz Yisrael. That is, does not depend upon Gdusha Neretz Yisrael. But the Shem Neretz Yisrael. What does Shem Neretz Yisrael mean? Pshutei Kemashmoy, Eretz Yisrael. The land of the Jews. What do you mean the land of the Jews? And suppose, you know, at one time there was an endeavor by certain Jews that Argentina should be given to the Jews. Suppose all the Jews would join. I mean, it's an impossible thing. But suppose all the Jews would join in buying, let's say, part of Argentina or part of Alaska, let's say. Suppose the United States government would agree, which is also impossible. And so, will it have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem? Shem Eretz Yisrael means the title is vested in Kol Yisrael as one unit, not Shutvim. Shutvim means everyone has his interest. If you have two Shutvim, so everyone has a half. If you have 10 Shutvim, so everyone has a tenth. If you have 1,000,000 Shutvim, so everyone has 1,000,000. But that's not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, so, is a collective title. Klal Yisrael is a collective title. Of course, in Eretz Yisrael there is a Sriya Potis also, because of the Chluki. So then it was Nishal Kol Shvoteo. And then, as it's mentioned in Yeshua, in each Evet, so it was subdivided to the base of S. So then, so every Bisav got a certain piece of land, let's say, so the Shevet Zvun got a piece of land, let's say, in Akko. So then, when they died, so it was inherited by his sons and by the grandsons and so on. So that's Yisriya Protis in a specific piece of land. But over and above the Yisriya Protis that each and every individual Jew has in a specific piece of land, there's the Pshat Mishuvos Hageinim, that if one has no property, he wants to appoint Shliach HaShoye, so he should makne agadol adamis nasol. Shein l'chodom Yisrael, shein l'dal damis. Right, what does it mean l'dal damis? Where's the dal damis? We don't know. Maybe it's in Tel Aviv, maybe it's in Akko, maybe it's in Haifa. He's a descendant of the Shvatim. So in that piece of land, every Jew has a Sriya Potis. But over and above the Sriya Potis that each and every Jew has in a specific piece of land, so there is a Sriya Klolis that is vested in Klal Yisrael, in all of Eretz Yisrael. Oraye, the Gemara says, Imaskirim botim b'Yerushalayim. Gemara Yume, Gemara Megile. Why? Because Yerushalayim is Chalkul Yishvotim. So Mele, to whom does belong? So Alter Rishayim explained, it belongs to Kol Yisrael. But some Mele, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, let's say Tel Aviv or Haifa or Akko or whatever, some Mele, each Jew has his clear protest in a specific piece of land. So he's a Baalim, he can be Maknet. Mashiach ki in Yerushalayim Nischalkushot. There is no Sriya Protis. So there's only a Sriya Klolis. So one Jew is no more Balabos than the other. So how can he be Maskia Botim? So it's called, it says, a Shem Eretz Yisrael, not because of the Sriya Protis. Sriya Protis one could have in Chicago too, in New York, in every place, is Sriya Protis. That doesn't give it a Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael, but the Sriya Klolis that is vested in Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael is like one person, that gives it a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says, Achuz HaSeilom, what's the Pshat Achuz HaSeilom? That whatever was given to Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, so no kibush in the world will be mafkir. Like this we say, Amun Mei of Tia Abisichai. So even though there is a law that we're not allowed to wage war against Amun and Meyov, but since Sichem conquered it from Amun and Meyov, so then the Jews were allowed to conquer that was part of Ivrayavi. How were they allowed? How was Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to conquer it? The answer is he didn't conquer it from Amun and Meyov, because Kibush was Mafkia, the title that Amun HaMeyov had, and Tzichin a title. Then when the Jews took it from Tzichin, not from Amun HaMeyov. So, but in the Gartas Yisrael, they don't say just because the Meseilon took it away from us, some Amelie spoke. The title of Klal Yisrael is not spoke. The Ramban says it. This is the Pshat Nachuz HaSeilon. No kibush in the world will be mafkia. Ramban says a chumash. So the Shem Eretz Yisrael is based upon the Kinyan Kloli that is vested in all of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. So in Yerushalayim, that's the only Kinyan that the Jewish people has. But in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so in addition to the Sriya Protis that an individual Jew might have in a specific piece of land, there is the general Zchiya Klolis from the Oves, that we got that Klal Yisrael as one person Yashin from the Oves, not like the
corporation.
Oh, it's not more. Corporation is a legal entity. I mean, it's an impersonal thing, but here it's not an impersonal thing. It's one unit. So the Mele, the Rambam Smicha is stolen the Shemer out of Israel. So, Kedusha Rishaino is Kitchel Rishaif Kitchel Slavi, the Kedusha is Boka for the Kibush and Vachad Netzah. But the Shemer out of Israel, the King and Kloli of Kal Yisrael is not Boka. So the question is,
why do they need Kibush out of Mitzrayim?
What?
So why do you have to have Kibush out of Mitzrayim for Smicha?
No.
That also not.
Even, but it just happens that the Eilim Mitzrayim or Kevesh, everything that was Nisal Avraham Avinu. It just happens like that. That's the fact. So Mele, the question is that a Kone of Fornechtam, is that based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? In other words, any place that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is like Chutz Loretz, and it's required for Nechtu for Nechtam, or is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So Tesis that base, Tesis is certain kashas, Tesis, Lik of Chulibov. So we see from the Tesis that the Kone, or for Nechtu for Nechtam, depends not upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but upon the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, when it says, and Rishenim say that, because here the Mishnah says Me'akol Tzofen, Me'akol Kutzofen, and Akol is mentioned in Yeshua. The answer is no. Me'akol Tzofen, Me'akol Kutzofen, Likavu from Nechtu from Nechtam, because Likavshu Libovel. But a Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. So Mele Harbe Kochem Kavshu Mitzrayim Kavshu Libovel. So that means it was like in 1948, when the State of Israel was founded, so the State of Israel went zigzag. There wasn't, you know, a continuous area. Zigzag, let's say so. Yet Old Yerushalayim was in the hands of Jordan. New Yerushalayim, so is in Israel. So it was zigzag. So by Sheni, when Elibovel Bokevish, it was also zigzag. So Mayor, let's say this room represents the Eretz Yisrael of Kofshul Mitzrayim. So it's in the room. So all of this room, every piece in this room was part of Shem Eretz Yisrael. But on the Bovel HaKevesh, so it's possible, let's say, that this part, the HaKevesh, this is Mizrach, this part of HaKevesh, and then towards Mayrev, so one piece was not, they didn't settle, so that did not have this soil. And then westward of that piece, they did settle, so it did have this soil. So when Rashi says, the Hashemash Nachkamel Vumzorah Shalat Soil, Rashi doesn't mean to deny the fact that Akko is close to the Mediterranean. Of course Akko is close. So let's say this wall is the Mediterranean. And this is the Mizrach border. This wall is the Mizrach border. But Rashi is made there that Akko was where that Mechitze is standing, you see. Where the first Mechitze is standing. That was Akko. And Gziv was where the blackboard is, you know. So Hoyoilach Ma'akol Gziv, but not like today. Today Akko is Mamish and the Mediterranean Sea. Mamish and the Mediterranean Sea. You can go bathing if you because the shore. But Bizman Chazal apparently it wasn't like that. But it was also close to the Yam, as the Sifri says. Zvun Lechif Yam Mishken. So that's Akko. So in other words, let's say Akko is where the first Mechitze is standing. So, but before that, east of that Mechitze, So the bubble were not Kiddush. Here they were Kiddush. But let's say where this chair is standing, they were not Kiddush. So that was Chutz La'aretz. But this is Eretz Yisrael. And he is walking on the path, Me'akol Ekziv, where the first Mechitza, you know, is standing. So Mimino Mizrachat Derech, Yisneim Shmer Asam.
It was very narrow between the Yam and
that's right. Yaakov wasn't mamish the way it is today. So that's the pshat in Rashi. Hoyo eilech me hashtem hashtem da'akov kaim megum zorosh arzu soya moshech mikzea tzvein yishim u yamayim es adore u ziv mikzea mizroch yishvein yis viderech hamaleches me'akov yikziv hoyo gvul מזרח לארץ ישראל, הילקח כשמחלך מעקב וגזיב, דהיינו מדורם לסופן, הווי מיני למזרוח יש הדרך, יסתמי או משארץ שממסילו, משמארץ העמים, דיגוז רטום על ארץ העמים, ופטורו מן המייסה, ופטורו מן המייסה כתין חוץ לארץ, השיבו לו לך, קוראים עליו מחזק סימין הדרך, מיעקב עד גזיב ארץ העמים, עם כנתו ולמוקים, שיים לרחובו כי כאן הדרך מסעקים ונכנס אל הסוי צס ומין הדרך הסוי למהר ודרך ובאו בו שימוקים על מעקו משוחל צדור מוזיד מקצייה סודי מורס את אמר הבאי ריצו ינפקי לילה מעקו בצוף ריבוי את ארץ ישראל אלא שרצו לו קצורו יאיץ יסויד מעקו לסעסוף מביא מארץ ישראל ויואיף תנא סימוני להוכה So Rashi says, "Atmuye mitame mirshiv echod ritzuye lasnuche tane simonalo." So the Gemara says, "Hey, chonami yoyif simone tchsi vayimuri nechaga l'shem v'shilei biyomim yomim moashem mitzveino libeiskeil mizrocha hashemesh imsilo elam beiskeil she shichmo shchemo u'minegev l'vein." So but Teis says. The Agoyis Agro mentions another Gerse, and the Chiddush Ramban mentions it in the name of Rav Meshe Bar Chisdoy. The Chiddush Ramban Har Gemara. Also, the same Gerse. There's the Gerse that is in Tisefte per Chutches Avos. So there, on the country, the other Gerse is in consonance with the geographical facts. So we don't. There is no difficulty. According to Rashi's Gerse, we have to explain it that way. But according to the Goyim's Gerse, there is no difficulty altogether. So he is Geres Mimir Limizrach Haderech Teiro, Limayrev Haderech Meir, Vecheinu Gerses Tisefte, Vrishalme, Valkor Choch, Toiseifa Bigmore, Kiako Gziv Marovein. Well, Rashi didn't know that. Marovein, I mean, so you have to apply it that way. Anyway, we'll leave it here. Child knows, I mean, and that is mentioned in the Sifri, I mean, it's inconceivable. But Rashi, as I mentioned at that time, because when the Eli Bovel were Kivish Eretz Yisrael, they settled in a zigzag form, in other words, they settled one place and another place, then they omitted one city and another place, so it was zigzag. So it's very possible that Shittas Rashi, let's say this is the Eretz Yisrael. This room represents the Eretz Yisrael of Kofshu El Mitzrayim. So that's a straight thing, it's not zigzag. But then the Lebavel, so this is Mizrach, this is Ma'arev, this is Dorem, this is Sofet. So, according to Rashi, there you see near the mechitzes with the curtains. So certain places, certain towns were not occupied by the Lebovel. Some mele Kedusha Rishenu Yikichel Yishaito V'lo Yikichel Yishlovei doesn't have this as soil. And beyond that, west of that, they were Kiddush. So it's not strange. So when Rashi says Ho'elich Ma'akol Gziv, it doesn't mean Rashi that the Akol Gziv is here. I mean, well, that's inconceivable. Over there, but there was. But one thing we have to say: today Akko is mamish on the shore. Bisman Chazal, it wasn't mamish on the shore. I mean, and that's nothing difficult to that. Nothing difficult to that. So Mimele, So Mele Hoyo Hoylach, my colleague Ziv. So Minu Mizrach, he's walking here, where you have the chairs. My colleague Ziv, you see. Here is Ako, where the chair that has a jacket, a coat on it. That's Ako. And the last chair, near the wall, that's Ziv. So Hoyoylach, my colleague Ziv. So Minu Mizrach, is Meo. How come that this is Meo? The Libovel were not Kavish. That's trip, but Lemayrev is there. The goins, that's Rashi gears. The goins gears say, and that's the gears say in the Tisefte per Yutres of Oles, and the Ramban mentions in the name of Rav Reb Moshe Bar Prizdoi. I mean, the Balamoya mentions, it's one of the Rishenim, the Balamoya mentions him many, many times, Rav Reb Moshe Bar Prizdoi. But the Ramban, I only know this time where he mentions Rav. But Amoya mentions it many times, Rav from Mishpach. What is it? Whom? Rav Moshe Bar Chasdoi. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yes, I mean, the Ramban in Gittin, he mentions him. I'm not aware of the Ramban mentioning him. Another Mesechtes. There are certain Rishenim, I mean, that are mentioned only, let's say, the Shimukubetzes. Mubukame constantly mentions Rav Amiri, but Mumtzie never mentions him. In Ksuves, he mentions him once. In Mubukame, he mentions him on every daf. That's the way it is. I don't know why. So, Rav Moshe Bar Chasdoi, he also had that years. Then, so of course, the other Girsay is very posh, it does not require an explanation. Rashi's Girsay requires an explanation. The other Girsay doesn't require an explanation. So just Li Mayre Vaderech is Teiro, and I mean is Meo, and Mizach Haderech is Teiro. Just the reverse. Then the Kaftar of Ferach, Perik Yudalef, mentions a shittis of Rishenim that both Gersois are correct, both Gersois, because that is the Gersay here, and the Goyen's Gersay is the Gersay in Tisefte Wallace Perikit Chesed, mentioned that's the Goyen's Gersay. So the Goyen changes the Gersay here, but the Kaftar Ferach Perikit Dalef says both Gersois are correct. Both Kasois, the gears here is correct, doesn't have to be changed, and the gears in Tisefta always Perikit Ches. But in that Ritzuye, there were two portions, two zones. In other words, there was the Mizra zone and the Mayrev zone. So this gears has reference to the one, let's say, if this is, let's say, there is a Ritzui, and then this is the Mizra zone, and this is the Mayrev zone. This is the Mayrev zone. So this girl says reference to one who walks on this strip, the eastern zone of the Ritzui. So Minel Mizra Haderech is Meo. Again, we have to explain it the same way. It's all new. Because that was omitted, the other gears. So the gears say here has reference to one who walks in the eastern zone. So because it was omitted. Is omitted, and then it was omitted. But the Ritzui itself, the Libovel war Kivish, and then the girls in the oldest Perikut Tres is referenced one walks here, and the one walks here, so we have to say it's like today, according to this Pshat, that it was Akko was Mamish on the shore. not a little way removed from the Shoah. According to Rashi, we had to say it was a little removed in order to visualize a piece of a strip that has the Shezaz Yisrael. But according to that Chita that Kafter Ferach mentions, so the Gilsin always has reference to the case of one who is walking here. So Meminum is Haderach, that's the eastern zone. That's Teo. And Limayrev, that's the Yam. The Yam, that's Chutzlos. So I mean, it's Kimin Chemer, I mean, that's it. It's a remarkable pshat. Then the Kaftor of Ferach in Pirik Yud Aleph mentions a Ksav Yad, we don't have it. The Ksav Yad of the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnah, it's Pavle and Adam Adure of the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah, yes. In our Ksav Yad, what? Tzyontef mentions it too, yeah. Tzyontef mentions it too. A Ksav Yad of the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah, so he says that it's just the reverse of all the other Rishenim say. All the other Rishenim say that in Minin Mizrachad Derech, so it means that it's Tmeo, that is outside. What is Tmeo? It has reference to the outside of the Ritzui. And here he says, no, outside of Ritzui is Toya, is Arz Yisroel. But when he walks, it's like the other Shita, that there are two zones. So it means, when he says, the only thing that the Lebovel omitted and were not kivish was this ritzui. So mele mimini lemizrach haderech tmeo, because he walks on the western portion, on the western zone of this ritzui. So mele, since this ritzui was just omitted from being settled by the Eli Bovel, so mimini limizrach haderech is tmeo. But over here, outside of Ritzui, is certainly toy. That's the Rambam pshat. Okay, so these are all the pshat. All right, now Rashi says that one, I think we went over the thesis. Yoiv Tane Simone Hoche Ein Koname Yoiv Simone. So let's see the thesis. Pshuri Bekuntres, I think we went over. Umich Shiva Chodovitsoyel is Anuche Bo Simone. Because Cain, Vichain Litana Litzain, Bulea Soil, Veid Marae, Maisin Rav Pope, Domum Zorch, and Missilo, Hosom Yoiv Kor, Simon Lishila, Yono Yalde Missilo, and Forest Rabin Shmuel, the Lava Shinuia Polich, La Price and Dictone Le Mizrach Haderech, Omair Vaderech, Vichidovo Muet, Miderech Shayachu, the Mayman Bay, Mizroche, Marovid, Avu Mayman, and Mina Le Mizrach Stam. Maisim Rav Pope Domam Mizor Shom Misilo the Maskia Mizrach Misilo. There's no afkimine lidine. I mean, between Rashi's pshat, it's only Mashmo is there Shniki Benaya. I mean, but no afkimine lidine. All right, the Gemara says Tone Chode Hamevi Get Bisvino Kimevi. That's a very difficult Gemara. Hamevi Get Bisvino Kimevi Be'Arz Yisrael. So, one Bryce says if a get was executed on a boat that is traveling on the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, so it's Kimevi Be'Arz Yisrael. So he doesn't have to save for another shliach, doesn't have to save for nachmana. Vitani idach, kimei v'chutz lares. If he gets his executed, he's written on a boat that is traveling in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, so the shliach has to save for nachmana. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu Eloi Kashi. הרב יהודה רבונן דיתנן אופה חוץ לארץ אבו בספינו לארץ חייב במעשה ובשביעיס. If one, let's say, has a pot, or in the spino itself might be the pot, so, and he puts under the ground of the spino, or a pot, whatever, a lot of offer chutzlot, and then some vegetables grow in it, vegetables or even fruit and everything. So, Chayev, and that boat travels in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Well, that's how then another mandama says it is reference to a boat that travels in the Yam of Eretz Yisrael. Right. But first, the Gemara assumed that he travels in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Chayev myself is why? Because since it is and the boat that is on top of the waters, so mainly it draws unique from the bottom, from the karke that is beneath the water. So it's high. Omer Rabbi Yude, so according to Rabbonon, it's always high. Even if the sphino doesn't rub, doesn't come in contact with the ground. Yeah. Even though the sphina only touches the water that is high above the ground, it still manages to draw unike from the bottom, from the ground beneath. Mele, its pairs out the soil is high. The Buddha says, no, aim is high this man's as sphina gisheshes. Avalina sphina gisheshes potter. Only when the sphino is in contact, it drops against the ground. So that means that the sphino is stationed on the ground. So then it's high. But if it's above, not. So the fluke, I mean, that's how it's assumed, that the reason is why Rabbi Yude distinguishes between the case where it drops against the ground, it doesn't drop, is because it's a question of mitzvahs. If it drops against the ground, then it's yenik from the car. But if it doesn't drop, it's not yenik. That's the plain pshat. But it's not so bold. So what did Rabbi Yirmiyah say? And that is, at first, I mean superficially, it appears to very strange. What's the shaykh? So, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the braise that says, one braise says that Hamevi get bisfino is kimeiv v'atzor. The other braise says, Hamevi get bisfino kimeiv v'chutla. So, both braises have reference to the case where it's not yishesh. As a matter of fact, that's the usual thing. I mean, it's not so easy, you know, for a sfino to travel and big sheshes in the car. it will not be a pleasurable trip, I mean, if it will be big sheshes in the car. So both prices have reference to the case where it's not sheshes. But the price, that says the din of chutz loretz, as it says, is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yude. According to Rabbi Yude, so in such a case, the Zroim are potter of Tumas HaMaisres. So Mele, it's like Chutz Loretz Legabe Tumas HaMaisres. So Mele Legabe Dakone of Menach V'Nechtam, it's also like Chutz. What is one thing to do with the other? The stage is Kashoret. And the other price that says Kimei Be'at Yisrael is in accordance with the view of the Rabbonah. So Legabe Tumas HaMaisres, even though it's not Gisheshes, is still Chayim because it draws Yenike from the karke, so Mele doesn't have a sifu nachtam. What's the shaykh? So tasteless as that kasha. I mean, this is not shaykh to save me kasha. I mean, just plain pshat. Afal gav de kakoy samayim have a kat soil. Gora hoche mimuvlois dlio. Vim tema mayin get it to maisa. Oto a maybe get ba lio bat soil. ich hoffe, dass mir wie Khuslar ist und auf Raposhom mit Khuslar ist, Potam Meiser. Wei mir rid leidom, da lio kalkosh tachteo basri. Für Ruhl ist Chai bei Meiser und Schwies. Masch Enki bis... Aber du wirst nicht damit, was? So, I mean, without any long this balabatish to say in the taste for the taste of Shati is, we see from the tastes that base on the Dalai. From the old tastes, from Abtam and Rabin and the Ri, that the Takonu von Nechtam von Nechtam is based upon Dushas Artistron, not Shem Artistron. Because this is Kashi Ashkelon, is Chuslores, Mashkin Dorim, Mashkin Dorim, Chuslores, but we see in Yeshua that Ashkelon is Artistron, so he says, Ilibovel and Atkinish. And then in regard to the Akotu, the Rishenim. So we see that the criteria, after all, we have two Gdorim of Eretz Yisrael. One Gedor of Eretz Yisrael is Ligabi Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. So Gdushas Eretz Yisrael is Habi Kochim Kofshul Mitzrayim Vili Kofshul Libovel. So Mimele in Gdusha Rishenu Likishlosh Lovi, like Bishon. So it doesn't have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. But then Ligabi Smiche, the Rambam says, all the Mekemes in Mitzrayim were Kevesh, even though Libovel is Bishon. Even though Libovel will not give a hesitation artisan. So, Ligabi von Nechtam, we see from the Rishenim that the Gedder is not the Gedder of Dushas Artisroel, and not the Gedder of Shem Artisroel, but of Dushas Artisroel. I don't know if any Rishenim were Achelik, I don't know. But many Rishenim say so explicitly, I don't know of any Rishen who is Achelik and Bechit. So that was the Takonis Chachomi. That the Chachomim or Misaki, the Tamivi get Bechutz Loretz, Tzorchim from the Eretz Yisrael, not whether it's Chutz Loretz or Eretz Yisrael from the perspective of Shem Eretz Yisrael, but whether it's Chutz Loretz or Eretz Yisrael from the perspective of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So Miletezi says, of course, this is, it's still a big Chiddush that since, according to Reb Yehuda, so the offer is when it's not Gesheshes, so it is not in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Chayv in Trumas and Maizres. Even though it's not that the Karke of the Nor Eretz Yisrael is Mufke of the Yisrael. It's not Mufke. It's only because Bimtzias you cannot plant the karke beneath unless all the water dries up. Otherwise, how can? So it's a question of Mitzias, not Alpidin. Alpidin, suppose he will empty out all the water. He'll empty out all the water. It's possible today, I mean, with all the scientific, you know, techniques, it is possible on a small area. They wouldn't be able to do it, you know, on the Atlantic and on the Mediterranean or even on the whole North, but on a small area. So it's possible with scientific techniques to take a door out of the water with machines, pump out the water, and then on a small area to plant. But it's possible. What is that?
The Hula Valley.
Yeah, it's possible. What, yeah? It's possible. But it's not very likely. So maybe on a practical level, there cannot be any chiyuv trumas from Israel in the north. There cannot be any chiyuv trumas from Israel unless it's gisheshes. Unless it's gisheshes, so then there is any practical level. So maybe the chachomim, since they based it. It's an extension of this. True that they based it upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but who says that they have to base it dafke on the practical application of Dushas Eretz Yisrael? As long as theoretically it has Dushas Eretz Yisrael and it's chayv in terms of Ma'aseh, so that's the big chiddush. But that's the plain pshat. I mean, balabatish. I mean, other pshat. Otherwise, there is no pshat in this. All right.
The Svarim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael seems to be that where this Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's probably where people ended up living.
But wasn't it the din from Echtam was based on Kedusha itself?
Oh, yeah.
It was based on place where people
I understand. It's not just that. I am just mentioning what in final analysis it is based upon. But in the background of the Takones, of course, the Chachomim were motivated by the fact that usually if something gets Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and Mimele, if something on a practical level could be, you know, people after all, you know, according to Rabbi Chaim Kahan, so the whole mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is because of the possibility of being Mikhaim mitzvahs. Mrs. At Louis Boris, that's what Rabbi Chaim Kahan says. The Sefer on Hilchos Yisrael by Rabbi Yisrael, you know, what's the name of the Sefer? The Goyim Talmid. Parashulchan. So he says, because of that, I mean, he mentions that Rabbi Chaim Kahan says it in his days, because that was during the Masat Slav, and Jews couldn't even settle in Eretz Yisrael, and if once someone was dissettled in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't. So he was afraid of the Goyim, he wouldn't be able to plant and everything. But today you can buy carcass, so it's what Rabbi Chaim Kahan says has no application. That's what the Pesach Shulchan says. So many, many Jews, I mean the Talmidim of the Goyen and Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, they settled that soil and they risked malaria and all kinds of things, primarily because of the opportunity to Mikhaim Mizrach Louis Boris. So that was in the days of the Goyen and the Baal Shem Tov. So could have been true in the time of Chazal too. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim based the Takone of Ponim Fenechtam on mitzvahs at Louis Boris. Not every, because of practical considerations, because primarily it was depend upon mitzvahs likai meipin lishmo. So mele if the, what is it?
They had to have some sort of
that's right, yeah. So mele they based upon it. It's not, it's balabatish, but that's the pshat. I mean the plain balabatish of pshat without any lomdis. Okay.
So that they based it also on the practical.
On the practical, yeah.
Not just.
That's right. Not on the theoretical, but on the practical application of mitzvahs at Louis Boris. So mele, according to the Rabbanon, there is no practical application. Mrs. Atlee's boss. You see, the trouble is because people today are not motivated by the same concepts as the Jews of old. You see, the Jews of old risked malaria and everything in order to have an opportunity to be Mikai and Mrs. Atlee's boss. It's not a simple thing. So, according to the Rabbonon, that there is a possibility of being Kai Mrs. Atluis Boretz even the North. Some mele, I suppose that more and more Jews were accustomed to travel on the boat. They would be Mikhaim. It wasn't just a pleasure trip. They would be able to be Mikhaim and Mrs. Atluis Boretz also. They would put off all on the Sfino, and then they would grow let's say certain vegetables, and they take off to the mice. But according to Rabbi Yude, so when will it be chayvim to the mice? Only gisheshes. It's some ordeal, you know, to travel on the horse when it's constantly gisheshes. So there was no practical application of being mikaimis as Louis Boris and Norris. So mele, it wasn't attractive. So it wasn't. Very few people did travel, I mean only when they were forced to, but not just like that. So that's why the Chachomim based it upon the practical application of mitzvahs of being Mikhaim mitzvahs atlilu.
So according to this, it comes out then, Rabbi Yehuda, even if it would be gashashas, there wouldn't be a din to say b'chon anechta b'chon. There would still be a din to say b'chon anechta b'chon.
No, because then there is mamish a practical application of Mrs. Atlee's words. So then it's mamish. I mean, that's superficially the pshat. I mean, it's very balabatish. But the taste is so strange that we have to explain it balabatish. My father, whenever a balabatish, a pshat was mentioned, he said, "Ganz gut, aber es ist balabatish." In other words, it's not the ideal. It's not the ideal approach. Okay. Abayu omar, hove hore b'yudi, v'loi kash, kam bizman she'inas v'nevi sheshes, kam bizman she'inas, so the Gemara says befeirish. That bizman she'inas v'nevi sheshes, since b'mtsiyas, there is a practical application of kiyum mitzvahs at least baretz. So then, ligabi fenechtu fenechtam, he doesn't have to say. So he said the first. Now let's see the Rashi. Hamevi gave the sinner shinis tabisinu because the altaita benares that is soil kama. Ki mevi bead soil ki mevi deach ya boshem tzochlim fenechtam. So that's another shaila. Like this, we make a distinction between nokuv and ein nokuv. So Rashi Shiti is, when is there a distinction between nokuv and chain nokuv? If it's shalates. But cheres has such big paws. So even any knockoff is also like knockoff. Why? Because it has many pores, so it's always enough. Other Rishayim will say the reverse, but that's Rashi Shiri. V'moishim nachal karkol amunoches, chayoveh b'maiseh v'shvi shanoreshe b'arz Yisroel, harim k'arz Yisroel v'sheshes, migasheshes b'karkesh in amayim amukim. Now, but I have another question. Why does the Mishnah, and that's the kasha against the Mishnah, not against our Gemara, why does Mishnah emphasize Ofachutz Loretz? And suppose it's Ofer Eretz Yisrael. He dug Ofer from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, he dug Ofer. He put it on the ground of the Svino. And then he planted vegetables, peiros, there. So why shouldn't? And it's not Gisheshes. So it seems that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Potter Maisa Yishviz. So what's the yiches that is offered as Israel? But not a chain in Okuv, and not a chain in Okuv is potter of Tumas Maizos. Even though the offer is offered as Israel, because the unique has to be from the Karko Elom as Israel, not from offer as Israel. And suppose somebody will bring here trucks with offer from as Israel, and they'll put it in pots, in perforated pots. Whole garden will make out of the perforated pots. And they'll grow fruits and vegetables. Because it has, the unique has to be from the Karko Elon of Eretz Yisrael, not from the offer that was detached from Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Mishnah say offer chutzlot? Why does the Mishnah say offer chutzlot? So one teretz, we can say, because midrabbanan, I mean, I don't know it in the Rambam, I didn't see it, but I saw it in the Chai Odom. In the Chai Odom I saw it. Otzi chein in Okuf is potter of Tumas Maisas. Of course, it's potter of Tumas Maisas midraisi. How about the Rabbanan? So I think the Chai Odom says, with the Rabbanan is chayv. Ibn Otz Sheini Nokuf is chayv with the Rabbanan. Otis Nokov is Chaim Dreis. If as the soil itself is Chaim Dreis, so Otis Nokov, according to the Rambam, the Tapir's Kulchan, even by Shemis, but naturally an Otis Nokov couldn't be better than pears that grow in Karka Otis Nokov. But as, if everything else is Mechayevet Midreise, but it's an Otis Nokov, so it's also Chaim Dreis. But an Otis Nokov doesn't get unique from the Karko Elon of Eretz Yisrael. Some Mele, it's Potter. But I think the Hayodim says, Midrabon Nitzchayev. So maybe, from the Rabbonon level, there is a difference between the big. That's why the Mishnah says, Ofa Chutzloras, Abobis Finoloretz. So chayev b'maisel b'shvi, some Rabbi Yudahim say, b'zman shasfino g'sheshes, avolin asfino g'sheshes, pota. So it means pota ligamre, even with Rabbonon. But with Rabbonon, why should it be less than otzi she'in nokuf? Here, all teacher says, it is nokuf. Either because it is nokuf, or because cheres, he is always considered like nokuf, or he deals with eitz, and eitz is always considered. But in other words, it gets the unique mamish like an otzis nokov. But it gets unique mamish like an otzis nokov. So the some mele, if it is offer otzis royal, so the Mishnah couldn't say offer otzis royal, because how could Rabbi Yudah say the avol be'ainas nivishes poter nativ mit rabbonon? So why should it be worse than an otzis shein nokov? So, but if it is of a chutzlore, so it is worse. When we say mit Rabbon Nitzchayev, it only means an otzishin in Nokuf and chutzlore, but an otzishin in Nokuf in Eretz Yisrael, but an otzis Nokuf, shein in Nokuf and chutzlore, is potam mit Rabbon and too. It's potam mit Rabbon and too. So that's why the Mishnah says, of a chutzlores. That's also a little balabatish, but we could say it. Now there is a very interesting Yerushal. In Chal. I didn't see anybody should ask the kasha why of a chutzlores. I didn't see anyone. I looked in the Mishnayos in Chal. Looked at my forshin, didn't see anybody should ask that cash. Only on this mission, in Chale, Rabbonon de Kisri. Bishem Rabchanine. In other words, Bimachleikis. Now that Machleikis of Rab Yude and Rabbonon, I offer Chuslores, Abobis Fino Loretz. So, whether it is there a Chumeshia? No. Chumesh Dvorim? No. There is no. Between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yude, Rabbonon saying, "Give me if it's not gesheshes." So it's chayv between some meisres. Rabbi Yude says, "Only if it's gesheshes is in machlekes." We find it in the three the machlekes. Now here it says, "Machlekes kol mokim ashatidav gafrag lechem boi." Boi lechem yes. So I don't understand here. I don't know who put it in. Dvorim aleph. But I think it should be Dvorim Yud Aleph, not maybe it's a mistake. Dvorim Yud Aleph, because in Dvorim Aleph it just says, in Dvorim Aleph, at the beginning of the Seder of Dvorim, It just says, תנו עשו לכם אביה הרמיר וכל שכינו בערוב ובהור ובשפיל ובנגב ובחיביום הרס הכנעני ועבון על הנור ומפוס. It doesn't say כמו כאן שתיר בחג לכם. And here he mentions כמו כאן שתיר. So it's probably a mistake. You do it. That is the end of Egypt. כל המוקי מה שתידרף כפרג לכם בוי, בוי לכם יהיה, מן המדבר והלבונים, מן הנור נערפרוס, ועד יום האחרים יהיה גבולכם. So, in the ספרי, there is a machlekes between Rabbeinu and Rabbon. According to Rabbonon, so the first half of the posik has reference to Nisophis, not מן המדבר הגודל, נערפרוס ועד יום האחרים יהיה גבולכם. מן המדבר והלבונים מן הנור נערפרוס ועד יום האחרים גבולכם. The Ramban says that is descriptive of the gvulim of the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu, but the first half of the pasuk says even Nisofes beyond the borders of min amidbar v'alvonim min hanor na'apros v'adayom achin yegvulchem. So in other words, as Yisrael is whatever was Nitl Avraham Avinu, and whatever Nisofes, additional territory that the Melech Yisrael al pi bez nagodol al pi on vitumim was kevish, like Surya. But machleik is in Surya because some of the partir shaloch lekavashto is another problem. But if it hadn't been kibush yochi, it certainly would have been Eretz Yisrael. So the rabbonim say, and that's the way the Rambam paskens. Kol amok mashitir kafrag lechem bil lechem ye. That is as reference to Nisofis, that are beyond the gvulim of the Oresh Nitl Avraham. But then the Torah tells us what are the gvulim of Nitl Avraham Avinu. So the Ramban says, so you are mechuyev to be kedushin. The additional, you are not mechuyev. On the contrary, as long as we are not, it's not achas shedeinu, you are not allowed even to be kedush Nisofis. That's the Rabban. Rabbi Yudah says in Sifri that there is no aloche of the possibility of being massive on the Eretz Yisrael by conquering additional territory, even if it's kibush rab. We pass like the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says here, the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yudah in Chala about this vino that is not gesheshes, whether it's chayv yitrumus or maizes or not, is told is lishitosai. Is told in the same machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbonon in Sifri, in the pshat in kol mok mashatir. Kol mok machlekes. Kol mok mashatir kaf ad lechem. Beilochem yiye. Ein bichlal al mashu beprat. So Rabbi Yudah says, and the Rabbi Yudah says in Sifri, "Ein bechal mashen prat." The second half of the pasuk is explanatory of the first half of the pasuk. Kol mokim mashatir bekav alechem. If it is restricted min amidbar to the gvulim that was nitl avraham avinu, but additional no, dushas atzol is not even chal. And the Rabbonin say, no, nothing b'chal mashi b'prat. It's two separate things. Now let's see the pnimeishim. Al hodim aysa li kamei koi, klima vitalye b'machlekes de Rabbi Yudah v'Rabbonin, di masnisin d'hoche d'chsif komokim, vidorish lo b'sifri parsheikev, im l'lamed al tumei al tisroil al kvonem am nabi al voni, elo imeine li sapore u'gvule al tisroil. That's the Rabbonin. כי מה יש לכמון ואין דבר חכומים מול רביס כל מוקים שתיר בשו ואפילו מחוץ לארץ. So he doesn't say אין בכלל מה שבפרט ואפילו אין כי אז ישראל לוברי שדברייסה דורי שאין בכלל מה שפרט, and that is not a רבונן שיטה. So there is no in the possibility of being massive and Nisofis is dushes as Israel. My wife knows in Prash Prat, Vilkach, Maker, Krabudin, Mastins, and Holema. The high come walking the comma, crawl a la Prat, the Porat Hakin comma. What is the Prat? The Porat Hakin comma. Mina Midbar, Valvone, Mina Nor, Nar Pros, Valimachem, Yegulchem, Ulam, Nenu, Al Gvule, Visaporia, Shoel, Shekol ma, Shekol, Shehu, Bisechak, Gul Dafke. Hareu Katzroel, Vilkach Names Fil, Rebudemas Nissen, den Offer Huslores, Abobis Finolores, Nachschafkorets, Achetei Asfino Gesches Pikarkorets, Viseu di Koma Rebude. Not words. So it's Rebude Lishitose. If Rebude hadn't been Lishitose, suppose Rebude would agree with Rabbonin Sifri. That there is a din of nisofis of dushes oretz, so then Rabbi Yehuda would be made there, that even if it's not gesheshes, it's still chayv et hamesamais. Because Rabbi Yehuda, so from this Yerushalmi it appears that the pshat is not that Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's a question of mitzvahs. It's not a question of mitzvahs. That's how it appears from Yerushalmi. I didn't see anybody mentioning that Yerushalmi. It's not gesheshes. If the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is because if it's not gesheshes, it's not changing. So what does it do with Rabbi Yehuda Lishitose? And suppose Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Rabbonin and Sifri, it would be different Rabbi Yehuda. So he still could say the same thing. If it's not gesheshes, it's not changing. It's not changing. It's potter. So it appears from that Yerushalmi. I mean, this is contrary to what. It is assumed, I mean, it is generally assumed that, and probably, and it appears from Rishonim that way. I don't know what I'll do with the Yerushalm. I don't know. I don't have the Rishonim on the Yeshiva have the Rishonim's Perush and Yerushalm, the Rishonim. What? Yes, all right, I don't know how someone else. What? The Yeshiva doesn't have it, huh? They should have it. It's very important. It's an important sefer. The Rishonim Perush and the Yerushalmi. What? Maybe it's in the back. No. The Bir Hagoy is in the back. All right. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. All right. I didn't see it. So it appears from that. It appears from this Yerushalmi that. If Rabbi Yehuda had not agreed with his own shita in Sifri, he would have agreed with Rabbonon that even if it's not gesheshes, it's still chayv. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda is not chelik on the question of mitzias. Rabbi Yehuda, as far as the mitzias is concerned, so Rabbi Yehuda is made that even, I don't know, made from how Gemara maybe it's mashma. To the contrary, maybe that's why, because from our Gemara, it's mashma to the contrary. There's a machlekes bavli Yerushalmi, that's why everybody assumed that. I don't know, I didn't see anybody should be even mention the Yerushalmi. I don't know why. So the computer is made that it's yenek, even if it's not gesheshes. But since Rabbi Yehuda Lishitose, he holds. There is no union of kibush. Anisophis, some mele, even though it's yenek, so he couldn't be chayven to Mesu Maisres, because after all, it's yenek from the Karkael. But one couldn't say that when it's yenek from the Karkael, that all the uniques from the Karka Elam and from the Ofer Chuslor is nothing at all. That's impossible. So the main unique, after all, I mean, according to science, what does unique mean? Unique means that it draws certain minerals from the earth. In other words, in order for something to grow, it has to get minerals. So that's unique. Unique means the drawing of the minerals from the Karkayot and from the Ofor. From the Ofor Chutzlorets, it certainly draws minerals. And the predominant Inike, I mean, the best unique from the Karka Elam, but the predominant unique is the offer in which it goes. I mean, that's obvious. But if Samele we could understand, in other words, but if Rabbi Yehuda had not been Lishitosei, and Rabbi Yehuda had held like the Rabbonin Sifri, that there is an Indian of Dushas Ores, that is how another offer too. But it has to be done for Kibush, of course, Kibush Rabbi. Masha'inkin, in this case, the Rabbonon don't have to resort to Kibush, they have to resort to Kibush. We have to resort to Kibush when it's a new territory that has no connection with the territory of Eretz Yisrael. But where the territory, the offer, is in the same mocking as the territory of Eretz Yisrael, so mele it's niskadish b'kdushas haaretz. As long as Dushas Haaretz can be chal anisofis. Masha'in can according to Rabbi Yehuda that Kedushas Haaretz cannot be chal on a piece of offer that was not nitna l'Avraham Avinu. Mufke. Kedushas Haaretz can only be chal on that land. What does land mean? Land means offer. Land does not mean my. Land means offer. So land means offer. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that kol mokim asher titel beikafrag lechem boi lechem yin isati. So only even for kibush, so Kedushas Haaretz can be chal only on that land that was nitel Avraham Avinu. But something that was not nitel Avraham Avinu is mufke. It's potentially impossible to become affected to Kedushas Haaretz. So mele, how can? So if it's gisheshes, so then it's mamish like you dug in of a chutzlorets in the Eretz Yisrael. So it becomes bottle. It becomes bottle to the offer of the karka ilam of Eretz Yisrael.
Why is that offer called to the offer karka of Eretz Yisrael though?
What?
Why is the offer the lamata from the water considered offer of Eretz Yisrael? That can't hold this office.
No, it's Noritz Eretz Yisrael. So it was Nitl Avraham Avinu.
That's called, okay.
It was Nitl Avraham Avinu. So if it's Gisheshes is the same thing as if you dug 10 ames deep in the offer of Eretz Yisrael, in the Karka soil, and you dropped the offer of Eretz Yisrael. So it becomes bottle. But if it's not Gisheshes, it cannot become bottle. But according to the Rabbanon, it's as long as it's in the same mocking as the Karka Eretz Yisrael, some melee becomes incorporated into the Karka Eretz Yisrael. But originally it's offer of Chutz Loretz, but there is the possibility of Dushas Haaretz, like Abitrumus and Maizres, even Anisophis too. But Anisophis, when it's a new land, in a different mocking, we have to resort to Kibush. Here we don't have to resort to Kibush because it's in the same mocking. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's halacha that something that was not nitn l'Avraham Avinu is mufke of Kedushas Haaretz. So mele, if it's gisheshes, so it's mamesh incorporated into the karka of the soil, but it's not gisheshes. How can Kedusha be chal? That's how it appears.
When you're born, then you need the din of Unico, you don't even need the din of Unico if he's a. If the way we're talking now, you don't even need the din of Unico.
No, the din of Unico. Because even a Nazi shame knockoff in the soil of the soil is not chayim to me. It's a chidish in the chayodom. It's a chidish in chayodom. I mean, that in the rabbon it's chayim. Okay. But Midrash is certainly it's not shayach. It has to be the karka ilam of Eretz Yisrael. It has to be grow artzecho. I mean, so it has to be the peiros that grow in the Eretz Yisrael, in the karka ilam of Eretz Yisrael. Not soil, let's say hydroponics. You know, so that That's what all the Gdelim Paschal. The only one who asked that was Rav Benzion Uziel. He was another Mugadol, but no one understands why he asked that. Let's say in Shmite, those it. So everybody was matir in the Pele Agres Yisrael to use hydrophenics. What hydrophenics? Hydrophenics is water. The water, and then you put in certain minerals, and then it grows. You can grow everything. Of course, it's very expensive. It's not simple, but it can be done. So we'll say that. Rav Uziel asked it. I don't understand it. No one understands why he asked it. But everybody was matter. Everybody. No one. Who are, only Rav Benzion Uziel, he was not a godel. But Shittas Yochit, I mean, it's a Shittas Chiyo. He asked it. But it's not Mistaper, I mean, to say. Why not? It's going out to soil. It has to be Pires of Karko Ilum of Art Soil. So if there is unique, so then it's considered as pieces of karka ilum of Eretz Yisrael. But if there is no unique, not. All right. So that's how it appears from Yerushalayim. It's a big chiddush, and let's see. I mean. First of all, is Geiris. Rabbonim de Kisrin b'shem Reb Chanina b'machleikis. So the Plemeisha explains that the machleikis between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbonim here is totally machleikis Rabbi Yudin and Rabbonim Sefri. The Gros says machleikis means we don't have to be Geiris, but whether we are, so it's miyusa. So in other words, we don't have to be Geiris. In other words, it appears to me that according to the Gros, the Yerushalmi is not even saying that the machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbonim is the stolen machlekes of Rabbi Yudin and Rabbonim Sefri. The Yerushalmi just quotes the machlekes Rabbi Yudin and Rabbonim, nothing connected to the Mishnah, and then nothing connection with the machlekes of Rabbonim. So he says miyuta. You can be Geraset, you cannot be Geraset. Naturally, even if you're not Geraset, so it means he cites the Machlekes, there is a Machlekes. So it shows that the Goyen didn't explain it the way the Pneumatia explained it. So that's the best Teretz, that's why, I mean, everybody. But according to Pneumatia, there is a new Allah. Okay, from the Goyen. I don't have the Yerushalmi at home with the Goyim, you see. Anyway. All right.